Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fantastic, fantastic show.
It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, it means a lot to us. Thanks so much. Thanks to Dustin. Thank you, Dustin.
Hey, Cuffhead, don't panic. Easy now.
He's still in the fetal position when the bases got left. Thank you, Kevbo.
Good young man who's gone through hell.
Put everyone else through it, too. Thanks to Ray. Ray! Yeah. Thank you, Ray.
Latino. Tu sabes.
Join Joe Ostrowski. I didn't know Joe had come apart. Join Joe Ostrowski for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show tonight from 7 to 10 at Cortland's Garage in Arlington Heights. Enjoy the broadcast. Enter for a chance to win Bears tickets and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear Lance Briggs. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true. And nothing holds truer than the fact that we talk to Dan and Connor every day. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
You guys are always chipper when you finish up and get ready for a Friday transition.
Yeah.
Because
very bouncy.
Is that the only time we're chipper?
There's glee.
It's
joy.
Friday.
Yeah, it's noticeably different on Fridays when you can sleep for the next 18 hours.
What do, baby?
Yeah, you already know.
That's what we say to each other.
That's good.
Oh, my
Do you feel the
gracious.
Irony in the Yu Darvish reclamation?
I've been on board all along,
but
and cautioning people.
I have not.
I really have, David.
I have not. Yeah.
I laughed this morning when he was talking about how good Yu Darvish was.
But it really,
I laughed.
But the ending, it's like O. Henry wrote it in that your ace is rounding into form, just as your lights out expensive free agent acquisition is becoming what he was supposed to be.
The wheels are falling off.
You might miss the damn playoffs.
Yeah, right.
And this is what. This is why you pay a guy to use him three times in a seven-game series.
Right.
And here he is. His second-half numbers are some of the best
incredible.
In baseball.
He was great yesterday.
And you might just miss the whole damn thing.
You're paying him to be an ace of a team that's going to miss the playoffs.
They're not
just doing the copy
that's
baseball.
What I mean. Like, yeah. that's the bitter irony of that.
I don't think they're going to miss the playoffs
no,
either,
I don't either,
but I don't know.
Unfortunately, I think they're going in as the second wild card, but I don't think they're going to miss it.
No, it's
see, though,
but either way, but you don't have a guarantee of a playoff series in which you would
you
use
don't.
Your
That's
your drop guy.
After yesterday,
but
though,
you can use him three times in that play-in game.
Yeah. In and out, there you go.
Put like a fake mustache on him. Oh no,
that's
Shmoo Glarvish.
Hey, how's it going? He doesn't throw any of the same pitches as the other guy.
Right, you have one throw three pitches, and then
the other guy takes the
doppelganger throws the other pitches,
and then this is the guy
that's
that
a totally different profile.
It's just—it's all different.
No, that's Clue Harvish. That's
oh,
the
no,
third
he's,
guy.
He's just relieved himself again.
He was good. He gives you the idea. If he's that good, you feel like it's not crazy to say you could go into Washington and win a game,
right?
Because he's that good to match. That's Scherzer-like good.
It is. And then Lester's going to walk out today and give up 14 runs.
Yeah,
and
right.
Everything's hit 120
miles an
hour.
But he'll do it heroically.
Yeah, he'll go gritted teeth.
Oh, yeah. He'll scowl his way through it.
Sand.
Veteran guile.
So he's got
scowl
for
his way through the showers.
He'll load the bases every inning, but pitch a shutout.
Right. Scratch through. Scatter 15 hits
and 14 runs
over six innings.
Better performance, scattering all those runs.
Well, he scattered them. Yeah, it wasn't so bad. He scattered them. Sure, it's a lot
it's a
when you add them all up.
That is what a war horse does.
But he scattered them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got to win today. They got to win.
Yes,
they every
gotta
day.
They got to win.
This
they
weekend.
Win.
They have to win every day.
You're at home.
And the,
you
and
have
the
to
Bears
win.
Have to win. There's a lot of must wins. It's a must win
really
weekend.
Is.
Yeah.
Must win weekend.
That's right.
Come in Monday morning. I mean, if that's not the case, it's going to be a fascinating Monday morning.
There will be language.
I know it ought to be a tall order, you know, facing Chubb and facing Von Miller, but that offensive line has to be a hell of a lot better. I mean, Obviously the play calling needs to help some, and sure, Mitch has to find Anthony Miller when he's open. He's got the play, all that stuff, but that offensive line just has to be better, because in order for all those things to happen, I think you got to have a little bit of run game. I think you got to have things blocked up a little bit better. Mitch needs a little bit more time in the pocket. I mean, all that stuff, it comes down to the five guys
we can
that
sit
you don't
down
have
here,
a whole lot of depth behind.
And we have. We can dissect the quarterback and talk about what he's not and what he won't be.
And it's worth doing.
And all those things, because you have to, and you can't talk too much about the quarterback or overwrite the quarterback. But look, if that offensive line is better, if that offensive line gives them a semblance of a running game, then it all starts there. Then
the coach gives them a semblance of a running game would help.
It's all related. It's all related. And you have to start somewhere. The Bears should start up front. Stop worrying so much about your quarterback. Stop worrying so much about all the weapons you have and how many different creative ways you can get guys to football.
And hit somebody in the mouth?
Yeah, hit somebody in the mouth. Run the ball downhill.
I got to tell you, you've been on the offensive line. It's such an essential part of what happened in that first game, and something that we haven't spent enough time on, even though we've been talking about it, because, my God, they had a bad game.
James Daniels got took a couple of times. You know what I mean? I mean,
as you're going to when you're playing against a player like that, you got to help him a little bit.
I think you're right. I think you're right, and it's understandable for a guy who's essentially, you know, he's 21 years old. I think he just turned 21. He's playing center for the first full real good pace in the NFL. I get that. But you've got single blocks. You've got him one-on-one with Ryan Clark, the nose, who's a really good player.
Yes, he is.
And then you're going to run it third and one right up the middle. Like, that kind of synergy, the play calling there and trusting the rookie to go up against a vet who gave him the okey-doke and gave it to him. You know what I mean? That's just, that doesn't make a lot of sense, and it doesn't help Mitch when you're behind the chains like that, too.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's the one way that this game can get away from the Bears is that they have an offensive line breakdown with a guy who's a game wrecker on the other side, forces a turnover, and then all of a sudden you got a deficit against a team that plays very well at home. You don't want that to happen. And you can take that possibility away by blocking it up and trusting your tackles to be the guys that you're paying them to be.
Where are we with the gag order turn denial of conspiracy of silence?
We're breaking that all down today in fine detail.
Trust. I told you, we're going to go Bunburying after that.
It's hilarious.
A Tressman or a Bevington clip?
Both.
Okay.
I haven't heard any of that.
No.
I didn't hear all of it. I heard a lot about most of it, but what I did hear, I did not hear any of that.
Kevin played the two cuts next to each other.
Yeah.
I got to tell you.
It's remarkable.
It was very Bevington.
The damage control was worse than whatever damage you thought there was, which is minimal anyway, because it was, I mean, it's preposterous.
It is. Listen, it's incredibly silly and stupid, but the fact that it's now into this, we did not have the cone of silence. I don't know what the hell
this
to make
is,
of it.
This is the thing. This is what I want to get to today. Yes, it's funny, right? But there's a pee underneath these mattresses. Like, there is something here that either Mitch doesn't do well or doesn't understand. The coaches are trying to get him away from.
I missed that. They did something to the mattress? What'd you say?
There is a pee. The princess in the pee. You
Adrian
know
Peterson?
Story? Yes.
Once upon a mattress.
AP history.
There is
that was hard AP history.
Oh God,
that was tough.
I loved AP history.
I loved it. It was hard.
I loved it too. I had one teacher. She said something like, "Well, today we're going all the way from the Visigoths up to modern times. Drop your pencil. Miss 1,000 years. Ready? Go!"
Holy crap.
That's pretty quick.
She was awesome.
That's her Super Bowl. That's her day.
Mrs. Anderson. And the great thing was, she every year, every class, she'd pick out one student to just hate on the entire time. And she picked out this kid named Brad. And any answer he gave, she said, was wrong. And then if somebody else gave the exact same answer, it was right. Like, no, Brad, wrong.
That's paper chase, right? Don't you put a shroud over one student? And
I never thought to do that while I was teaching.
That's a great idea.
Pick a kid to troll.
Have this kid.
Yeah, it became it's a running bit. No matter what, it's always like, no, Brad, wrong. Don't even put your hand up.
It's great. great.
Yeah, she was. She was.
It's great unless your name's Brad.
Yeah. Well.
Well, then and then last night was the parent introduction night for Jones College Prep, and I got all my stomach pains back again.
All your giggling and
the anxiety.
Oh yeah. Well.
Yeah. Oh, there it was again. Yeah. I'm going from class to class. I'm sitting in math, and I'm getting the cold sweats again. And they're talking about the SATs, and it's like I'm having the dream.
Did you forget your combination?
Seriously, it's like in real life. It's like the dream I have once a month.
I thought you were talking about the tuition bill.
Oh no, that believe me, that if you can just cut a check to get away from the anxiety, and I'm just thinking.
Do you still have the missed deadline?
Once a month.
Do you really?
Once a month, I get some version of the it's the final, and I haven't done the reading, there was a class on my schedule I didn't know I had,
and
there are books at the bottom of my locker. Or I get the radio version of the dream where your microphone doesn't turn on, or you can't read your reads. The play-by-play version where you can't see the field. There's any number of these. It's the same. It's same dream. But
that ever happen to you? You ever walk into a test, find out you had a test?
Sort of. I slept through a test once.
I
didn't get up. I didn't go to the test, and I got in the next day.
That's like office space.
I'd kind of forgotten that it was even going on. So I'm in the lecture. It's a weather and climate lecture. I needed to finish a science credit or something like that. So I go into that, you know, the Monday lecture, whatever it is. And this guy's going on about the test on Friday, and I'm looking around like, wait. What?
I would have thrown up on myself.
Test on Friday. I walk up to him like, listen, can I take that today? He's like, the hell are you talking about? No. So I go in there for the final, you know, trying to, you know, I needed like an A. I was doing well in the class. That's the other thing too. I was doing well, and I needed an A on the final just to pick up my C, you know, because a zero hurts. And I'm taking the final. I was writing for the Daily Cardinal at the time. I was covering the football team. And here I am. I just covered
the Daily
practice
Cardinal?
That morning. Yeah, the Daily Cardinal.
That's the Wisconsin
It's the Wisconsin paper, yeah. The Cardinal is the color of red that Wisconsin wears.
Right.
I don't know, the paper's from
Stanford Cardinal.
18-5 or something like that. So I just covered a practice that morning. I did a feature on the linebackers, and I'm in class, and I'm writing out this final, and the linebackers are sitting behind me, you know, because they actually showed up for that day. And they're asking me for answers to the test.
Which you...
And I turn around and I look at them, guys, just interviewed you. It was an hour ago. And you're asking me to cheat on a final with you right now? And like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no.
It's kind of what we're doing.
What's wrong with that?
All right, fine.
Why are you in an English class with the linebackers?
No, it was weather and climate.
Oh, weather and climate. Okay,
weather
that
and climate.
Weather and climate.
That was like my ecology class that I was with the basketball
players. We need one science credit, so get the hell out of here.
Yep, we needed...
Well, that sounds like an easy class. Everything's either burning or melting, and there, you got an A.
Well, that was 15 years ago. We were still deluding ourselves
now
to
weather
thinking
and climate is easy. Let's see. Underwater, on fire, underwater, dead, underwater.
Both underwater and
get 100, right.
What have you today?
Hub Arkish takes calls at 10.
Ooh.
We do the midday midway at 10:40. Len Casper at 11. Pete Futek previews the weekend in college football at 11:20. And two pairs of tickets to see the Cubs. We got one for Thursday, September 19th. One pair for Friday, September 20th. Cubs, Cardinals tickets here.
Have All right, show. Guys.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.